The Hajj village in Accra is undergoing a facelift to accommodate pilgrims for this year's trip to Mecca. About 4,000 pilgrims are expected to take part in the Hajj, and 4 flights have been scheduled to airlift the pilgrims. Brighton Trauma visited the Hajj village in his father's report.
Carpenters, masons, and other construction workers were busily seen with their hammers, saw, pinch of bars, erecting the tents. Tankers were also supplying water. The workers defied the early downpour to take part in ensuring that the place is ready by Friday. About 4,000 pilgrims are expected to take part in the trip to Mecca. As has been the norm, pilgrims across the country converge on the Hajj village to be airlifted to Mecca. The chairman of the welfare committee of the Hajj Council, Alhaji Imoru, said the committee is under pressure because of the increase in numbers. Initially, the committee was expecting 3,500 pilgrims, but the number has increased to 4,000.
We thank God, you see what, but only we are under pressure. We knew that 10 flights which is going, and we are going to start lifting them from on the 17th, but now we have more than the number, so now we have added another 4 flights to be 14, and we are thinking of adding another one. Completely we are taking 15 flights, so that's why we have brought the lifting of them to 14th instead of 17th, so the 3 days we can do the extra flight before the 17th.
So how many pilgrims are expected?
Yeah, we are expecting 4,000.
How is preparations towards the Hajj?
Yeah, as you have seen, it rains, so we have seen some places flooded. So I'm just arranging for chippings, more chippings, so that we can cover those places. And you can see the work is going on. Yesterday we left here about 1 a.m. home. So this morning we came around 6 o'clock. You can see the carpenters are working and everybody. So we want to finish this before tomorrow.
Yeah, Alhaji, normally issues such as toilet facilities,
everything is intact. You see, we have put the toilet tanks there, you see, so the carpenters are there.
Are you sure you can meet the deadline?
Well, we are trying. At least tomorrow by this time, the person who is going to do the carpeting is here already. So after they finish, they will carpet this place and put the doors, then they start the other place too.
Last year, the Hajj was successful. As we were experiencing in previous years, whereby pilgrims will come here, then they'll be having problems. This year, are you sure we can achieve that?
Inshallah, this year it will be better than the last year.
The first flight is expected to leave Accra on Friday. Brighton Tama, Radio Ghana, Accra.